Hamilton and WSMJ 91.9 FM, North Wildwood, Cape May. Communicating hope on Domestic Church Catholic Radio.
Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
For the next hour, we invite you to come to the throne of grace and pray with your host, Bruce DiBacco. Lift up your prayers of blessing, adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. Be a part of this special hour of prayer by calling right now, 609-493-TALK. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce is looking forward to praying with you.
Indeed I am, folks. It's so good to be back again to spend some time with you before the Lord's throne of grace and just bringing our petitions and needs before Him. It's always a great opportunity and a privilege for me to do that. And I'm looking forward to praying for each one of you as you listen and for those that will yet be listening. And also we'll take a little bit of time praying for our priest as well. But before that, Jim, good to be back. And tell the folks how to get a hold of us.
All right, Bruce, thank you for being here. Good to hear your voice. And thanks again for all your hard work during our radiothon a couple weeks ago.
It was fun.
We praise God for all the wonderful support that we received, as always.
Absolutely. That was great.
We have no phones today, unfortunately, but you can text, my friends, to that number. And the number to text your prayer request to is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. You can just text your prayer request to that number. I get it right here and pass it along to Bruce, 609-493-8255. If you'd like to email your prayers, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top, click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way, and we get it right away. So Bruce is here until about 3:05, so we have a lot of time. Don't wait till the end. Get those prayer requests in now.
Absolutely. And folks, Jim is right. So often we get, I'm just assuming, Jim, that everybody gets so caught up in praying together that they forget until the last five. I have prayer requests.
Perhaps.
And they all send a text in at the last few minutes. So.
Well, it's a gorgeous day down here today, too. So
it is. It's beautiful here. It's almost 70. Yeah. And I got out to do a little gardening early this morning.
Glorious.
It was great.
Day. Yeah.
Great. Actually, Jim, I actually dug up my tomato patch.
Oh, you did? Good for you. Good for you.
Oh, last year I tried doing them in buckets, and that was okay on the patio because I'm surrounded by woods, and I don't have a place here. And somebody gave me a few extra ones, so I said, there's a couple of flower gardens that have gone to pot when we bought the place. They were just all weed. I said, I'll just stick them in there.
Mm-hmm.
It grew great, so I'm going to try it and see what happens.
There you go.
Yep. Great how God makes things grow for us in Netherland.
Amen.
Okay, I want to pray for you folks, and so let's come to the Lord together, and I again encourage everyone as we take prayer requests and just to kind of spend some time and just quiet yourself and join in and add your prayers. We've got several emailed in that were a couple of very, very serious ones for a little girl, and so I pray you'd add your prayers to that. So let's pray now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Excuse me. Amen. Lord, it is so good to be able to come right before your throne of grace. You're not like kings of old that we had to wait and grovel and beg and plead with you, and if we just came into your presence, we'd lose our head. But you sit there with open arms waiting for us to come to you. And so I thank you for this wonderful privilege you've given us of all this technology and media, that we can join our hearts and hands together across the country and obviously maybe from around the world in the different places where the app is working, that we can just join together and come before you as one prayerful family, asking for your intercession, your help and comfort and healing and whatever it is. And we don't have to hold back. We don't have to be ashamed that we have needs or that we can come to you, because nothing is too small for you to be concerned with. You're concerned with everything that concerns us. So, Lord, we thank you for the wonderful, wonderful opportunity of just joining together and praying. And we also want to remember, Lord, those that labor over us, our shepherds and all the clergy and all of those, our priests and the pastor and the associates and all the priests that do so much work for us and all of those. And Lord, I don't want to forget that at least in my parish, and I'm sure every parish I've ever been in, no offense to our priests, how they work an awful lot, but I thank you for those that work in the office. And they put in a lot of work to get all the stuff together and everything coordinated. And Lord, I every time I go by our church office, the lights are burning late and they're on early. So Lord, we pray for all of those that work for you, either from up behind the altar or hidden back in a church office somewhere or pushing a broom through the halls. We pray for all of those that make our experience of worship so much better. And Lord, so please be with our priests and be with all those that are in our parish working for us. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. And again, friends, we are coming to you live today on this beautiful April 16th. I hope it's beautiful where you are, but I know here in New Jersey, and as Bruce said, upstate New York, gorgeous day. So let's thank the Lord for the beauty of this day, this Easter tide. We love it, and we want to invite you to join in prayer. So if you have a special prayer request or a special prayer intention for which you would like Bruce to pray, now's the time to do that by either texting or emailing the prayer request. The text number is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Just text your prayer request to that number, 609-493-8255, or email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and click on the word pray on the top of the screen there and submit your prayer request very easily that way. That's domesticchurchmedia.org. And again, our number to text to is 609-493-8255.
Okay, Jim, I've got a couple. This one is a very interesting one. I'm just going to read it to you. It says, please pray that my family comes back to the faith and guide me. I love this. Guide me to know when to speak, what to say, and then to trust that you will send friends and mentors and contacts into their lives, all the lives of those on my family who walked away. Isn't that a great prayer?
Beautiful.
You know, it's sometimes we don't know what to say, or sometimes we need to know what to say, and sometimes we need to know just to be quiet and what not to say. And so let's pray for this one that's praying for their family. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I pray for this individual who texted or emailed me this, that not only for them, but for all families, that I think each one of us, probably somewhere in our families, either the immediate family or a little bit of extended family, have those that have walked away from the faith completely. Not just walked away from the church, but have turned their back on you and have just given up. They've walked away. And Lord, I pray for those that have. I pray that, Lord, I know you can't force them, but I pray that you would continue to constantly bombard them with your love and with your presence as you woo them back to you, and that you'd help those in the family, especially this one that's calling up, that you'd help us to all know what to say, when to say, to help that. That, Lord, I know sometimes by simply saying things, it just kind of makes people dig in their heels more, but there's ways that we can show our love and our concern, and most of all, we can show how important you are in our lives and what a difference you make in our lives. And then just be there for them when life crushes in like it does on all of us and they have no one to pray for or with, and they're going to come to you. And so help us to do that, Lord. And then, Lord, I do pray that you would send in this family, the family members that have walked away and all of them, you'd send in just that right person. You'd send someone who will just strike the note that's going to get their attention, that might be able to help them back, that be it a mentor or a friend or just an acquaintance or just somebody they meet on the bus that just has the right words or right things. You have great ways of doing it. So I commit this family and all families that are experiencing those that have walked away from you, and of course those that have walked away from the church, we pray for them as well in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number you can text your prayer request too, as we are coming to you live on this April 16th at 2:09 Eastern Time. You're welcome to send in your prayer request by text 609-493-8255 or email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you could submit your prayer request that way very easily. But again, the text number is 609-493-8255. And we did get a prayer request via text, Bruce.
Okay.
please pray for strength and healing for Nancy as she recovers from knee surgery. We had prayed for her and her brother Bob, who had colon cancer during the radiothon. Unfortunately, Bob passed away last week, so please pray for the repose of his soul and for comfort for his family.
Okay. I do remember that prayer request, too. Okay, so let's pray for Nancy. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you, first of all, for comfort for the family in the loss of Bob. Lord, we grieve with them. And we pray that you would just continue to comfort them and help them. And that, Lord, you would just surround them with loving people that can just help them as your Holy Spirit helps them through this difficult time. And then, Lord, we do pray for Bob's soul. We pray that for the repose of his soul that you would soon bring him into your full presence. And then, Lord, we focus in, if I can, excuse me, Lord, if I can get my mouth working today, we do pray for Nancy. Thank you, Lord, that we could pray for her knee surgery. Thank you that she's had this, and now she needs the strength and healing, Lord. And I pray that you would help her with all the physical therapy she's going to need, and that you would just help her not to overdo it, but to do as much as she needs to do to get this back in order again. And we thank you for the wonderful, like it's like a miracle of science that you put on people's minds. Somebody didn't just think it up. They thought they thought it up, but it was you putting it in their mind how to actually do this, to give people new joints, hips, knees, all those other things. And so, Lord, you really provided a wonderful, wonderful thing for us. And so, Lord, I do thank you for that. I thank you for the doctors and all that it helped her through. And I do pray for all of those that will help her continue to be healed and surround her with supportive friends, because there's a lot of things she just can't do right now and that she's going to need some help. So, Lord, please surround her with those helpful hands, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen. All right, again, friends, the number to text your prayer request to is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. And also you can email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. Click on the word pray on the top of the screen and submit your prayer request via email. Very simple and easy. Bruce, remember during the radiothon, we prayed for our friend Tina, the proprietor down there at Sparrow's Nest Flowers in Neptune.
She had foot, right? Foot problem.
Yes, and she's asking for prayers for her still broken foot, but also for her friend Gail, who has leg issues.
Okay. Hopefully, if it's broken, at least it's been set. Let's pray for Tina. Thank you, Tina, for your faithful witnessing down there and for her friend, Gail. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Lord, I thank you for Tina and her zeal to witness for you. And we all, maybe not all, but we've heard her testimony of putting out call to listen cards and having a bumper sticker on the back and having the radio show playing on the radio at her shop. And Lord, we do know that she suffered a broken foot, and it's been tough on her to do her work. As a florist, you're on your feet a lot, and she has to make deliveries at noon. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would just continue to bring healing and strength and supply her with all the help that she needs to be able to get through this difficult time. And Lord, how wonderful it is that despite her need, she's remembering someone else. And so we come to you on behalf of her friend Gail. You know exactly who Gail is, and you love her. You've known her from the point, actually before her conception, your word tells us. And so, Lord, I don't know what her needs are. I don't know if she even has any needs, or Tina is just asking for general blessing upon her. But I do pray that you would surround her with your love, Surround her with a hedge of protection against all the attacks of the enemy and from all of those that might, there's so many accidents that we can get into, Lord, that we need your aid. And Lord, there's also know the enemy is out there. He's not inactive. He's always active, trying to bring us some kind of harm, either physically or spiritually. Lord, and I just pray you just protect her, keep her safe, and that you would bless her in whatever it is that Tina has in mind, because you know best what Gail needs at this moment, and I do pray that you would just supply it to her, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right. Thank you, Bruce. And again, friends, we are coming to you live on this April 16th, so if you have special prayer requests that you would like Bruce to pray for, or maybe you've promised someone you would pray for and you want to share that with us here, or urgent prayer request, now's the time to give us a text or an email, and Bruce will be happy to pray for you. The text number is 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or you can email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray and submit your prayer request via email. Again, the text number, 609-493-8255. You have an email there, Bruce?
Yes, I do. Matter of fact, I have three. That's okay. All for little Riley.
Okay.
Little Riley is a four-year-old, a little girl, and she started chemo at the Children's Hospital there in Philadelphia. And so this person is praying for comfort for the family and, of course, for healing of the child and for the care team. And I've gotten like three requests since the 8th already. And so it's pretty urgent, but it's very interesting. I might also add that I'm on another prayer list at my old parish. There's also a little boy named Sean who's also down there, had brain surgery because he had a tumor. It turned out to be a cyst of some kind, but he's trying to recover from that. And then there was an Allison, another little one. I think Sean was just like a couple months old. And another one, Allison, that's also down there for chemo. And she's just a little toddler. So let's not forget, folks, that there's a lot of little ones and families in great distress. Mm-hmm. But let's pray especially now for Riley. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, I thank you for this prayer request, these several requests that for Riley undergoing chemo, Lord. And at 4 years old, I'm sure that it's for all of us, it's a scary thing. But for a little four-year-old that doesn't really kind of understand really the full impact of what cancer is and what they're doing to her, and I'm sure she doesn't like it, like none of us do, but I do pray for her. I pray that you would comfort her. I pray that you would just give her a sweet, wonderful spirit and real comfort and peace, Lord. Help her not to be frightened, especially those times when mom and dad are not around and she's in some testing or actually in the chemo lab or where they administer it. I'm sure mom can come with her or dad. But I do pray there's going to be those times that she's going to be alone with technicians and things for run tests and take blood and all that stuff. I pray that you would just comfort her. Help her to always realize, as best as her little mind can, that you're always there with her. And then, Lord, the ones that are probably even suffering more, at least mentally, are the parents. I pray for that whole family. They must be so distraught. And, Lord, I just pray for them. I just pray that you would just comfort them and strengthen them. And that, Lord, you would be with that care team. I know they've very special people that work in those children's hospitals. And, Lord, they see a lot of things that could really get them down. But yet part of their job is to always be up and cheerful and always try to instill hope in all these little ones that are having difficulty even understanding what's going on, just to be a comfort to them. So support them. Support to help them to carry that heavy burden they have of watching so many ill children that are so seriously ill that they're down there. And so, Father, I do pray all these same things for little Allison and her family and for little Sean. And I thank you that that tumor wasn't cancerous. It was just a giant cyst or a tumor of some kind. But they still had to do brain surgery, and he's still recovering and suffering from that. So for all that and for all of those children there and all these children hospitals that specialize in taking care of cancer patient children and children that have all kinds of terrible illnesses. So please, Lord, just be with all these little ones. I know how dear the children are to you, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. 609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number you can text us here, and we'll happy to share the prayer request with Bruce. 609-493-8255, or email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And on the top of the screen, click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request via email. Bruce, just a follow-up on Gail. Tina just texted again, said, God bless you. Gail is here with me, and said that, Bruce, you honed right in on her.
So. Well, it's I'll tell you, it's the Holy Spirit. Sometimes when you pray, you say, oh, I don't know why I'm praying this way. I hope they're not offended. Well, thank you, Tina, for letting us know that.
Yes.
And Gail will continue to pray that God will continue to hone in on all your issues and be right there with you, keeping you safe.
Amen. You have another email? I have a text.
Yes. Yep. If you have a text, we'll take a text.
Okay, so let's do this. This is, please pray for family members and friends who are ill, for all people addicted, and to break the chains of bondage. Also, for all those contemplating abortion or suicide.
Absolutely.
To choose life.
Mm-hmm. Well, we could pray for that all for the rest of the show.
Yeah, right.
That's a big one. Excuse me. Okay, let's just pray for this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I do pray, Father, for these families, and I'm sure that whoever brought this in is probably speaking from experience. And so for those families that are ill, those family members that are ill, it's something, Lord, that all of us sooner or later have loved ones in our family, if not ourselves, that fall ill. And it's all part of the fallen nature. It wasn't your original plan, but because we refuse to believe and trust, this is has come upon us because we're fallen, and we live in a fallen world where there is disease and there is want and there is all kinds of sin and evil. And Lord, not focus on that, but please be with those that are ill. Give them strength. Again, surround them with supportive people. Give them good doctors and people that can help them to overcome these illnesses. And Lord, we do pray for those that perhaps within families that are addicted to all kinds of drugs or alcohol, or there's all kinds of addictions, Lord. There's so many addictions that we can't even start to think of pornography and everything else. And Lord, so we do pray for those that are hooked on things. We pray, Lord, that not only for them, but for the families, because we know that the families of the addicted suffer greatly because of that individual's behavior and what it's doing to the family and what it's doing to them and how much it grieves them to watch a family member go through this. So we do pray for comfort for the family and freedom, that you would break the chain, the bondage that people have to these things. And Lord, your word tells us that when we serve sin, we end up becoming a slave to sin. And so sometimes we start off with something simple, and that then ends up leading us into deeper and deeper things. And pretty soon we find ourselves depending on drugs and alcohol and all these things, Lord. And it just robs our life. And that's exactly what Satan wants, Lord. We know it. He wants to rob and steal and kill. And so I pray for freedom from them. And for those right now, at this very moment, at this very, very moment, that are contemplating abortion. Father, they're probably confused. They have to be confused. Probably upset and fearful. Maybe they're young, don't know what to do, and have listened to all their friends immediately say, no problem, you can get taken care of. Here's a number. Just go at this clinic and they'll take care of it for you. Give them some real sense of stopping and thinking. Just put upon them, Lord, the idea that maybe they better think this through a little bit more. Maybe they better research this a little bit more, Lord, and that your Holy Spirit would just send someone into their life that can maybe intercede. And so, Lord, the same thing goes for that one contemplating suicide. They might be right on the edge right now. And I pray that your Holy Spirit, you'd send them a phone call. You'd make the phone ring. You'd make the door knock. You'd make something. You'd send someone in that could break that chain of thinking and give them time to clarify their thoughts and that they might get some help, Lord. I pray that you'd make yourself very real and obvious to this both of these kind of people, because we know they're out there. And especially we know that the young people are committing suicide in great numbers. They're hopeless. They have no direction. They have no purpose. If they don't have you, then there is really nothing in life. And so many of our young people are lost from the very early age. Society has just destroyed them from ever being turning to you, and so turned them against you, and so turned them into all kinds of things that would just alienate them. And so, Lord, I do pray for all the people that might be contemplating that. Pray perhaps somebody lost their jobs, perhaps maybe a divorce, love affair didn't work out, the death of someone. Lord, there are so many reasons that we give up hope. So I pray that you'd instill hope in all these. Hope in the addicted, hope in the ill, hope in the bondage people, and hope in those that are facing abortion or suicide, that there is hope without taking things into their own hands. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255. That is the number you can text your prayer request to, my friend. 609-493-8255. We don't have any open phone lines, but you can text your prayer request, 609-493-8255, or email by going to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top, click on the word pray, and you'll get a prayer submission form there to fill out very quickly, easily, and submit it. We get it right away, and I can pass it along to Bruce. But again, the text number is 609-493-8255.
All right. We have another praying for reconciliation for all families and for their families, and that the Lord might guide all to know how to really love and serve them, serve the Lord. So let's just pray for reconciliation among families. And sometimes I just had an opportunity of talking with someone yesterday where the old devil got into a local church, a local parish, and has started a major problem. And so we know division is his favorite tool. And so I don't know what the circumstances are, but there are so many ways he can get in and try to destroy a parish with gossip and, you know, making assumptions or just plain riling people up. And so let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Excuse me. First of all, Lord, I come to you praying against the power of the enemy to divide people. He has been dividing people since the very first family. The first brothers were divided. And it's ever since then, he has just tried to divide and conquer. And he does that so well. Divide families, divide homes, divide communities, churches, everything. And even our country is divided. And the world is divided. And everybody has a side, and everybody has a point, and everybody defends it. And Lord, there's such a time of hatred and just an unwillingness to see anything other than our own way. And to just want to take things in their own hands. And so, Lord, reconciliation, Lord, is a very difficult thing. And it starts with forgiveness. It starts, Lord, help people to really, just to really think about their own lives, their own, the old plank, as it were, in their own eyes before they look at the speck in someone else's. Help them to do some examination of conscience in their own lives and realize that reconciliation is a two-way street, and that no matter how offended we are by someone else, and it's maybe perhaps not even anything to do with our fault at all, but yet it might start with us, and it has to start with forgiveness, personal repentance, prayer. And so help us, Lord, as we pray for reconciliation, to be willing to put the work in for reconciliation. And then we need your patience as we continue. It's a hard, long job, but it's possible. There's always hope. And so, Lord, I pray for that. I pray that you'd give people the knowledge again about what to do and what not to do and how to just come to you and pray and pray. It's hard to be divided from someone when you pray for them every day. And so, Lord, I do pray for reconciliation on all these levels, but for this particular person calling in, reconciliation in families. Because we know if the devil can break up that family, he's really got the most part of the battle done. And so, Lord, we just commit these families to you, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number you can text your prayer request to, 609-493-8255. And if you'd like to email, just go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, click on the word pray, and submit your prayer request that way. We have another text, Bruce, praying for people in war zones and the situation in the Middle East.
That is certainly something to pray for. Absolutely. And we have to remember that the scriptures tell us we need to pray for peace in Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And so peace in that whole area is something great for us to pray for. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, it seems more and more that there are war zones all over the place, places that we know about that are in the front page of the news, and then there's places that we've never heard of or don't know about. But Lord, I pray for that. We think of what's going on in Israel. We pray for all of those. And Lord, no matter what side of ideology they're on, we know that though there are those that are totally caught in the middle and really just are stuck in dangerous spots. So we do pray for them. We pray for those that are hurt and wounded, those that have lost loved ones, those that have lost homes and property. And we just pray. We pray especially for the peace there in Israel, in the Middle East. And we know that there's problems still going on in Syria. There's still problems in Iran, and there's still problems down in Yemen and all these other places, Lord, where there's just so much going on. And we see it spilling over into people, shipping people, and to our armed forces. And Lord, we just pray for peace, and we pray for your protection for the children and the moms and all the people, moms and dads and all the families that have been torn apart. And I pray especially for protection, because I know that the first thing that the devil wants to do is get us to hate our enemies and hate those that have hurt us, and we want revenge, and we know revenge never, ever pays off any dividend at all. It only puts us in deeper and deeper. So I do pray that there'd be reconciliation in that nation and in these war zones. Lord, I know that as long as people turn their back on you, you have the answers for peace. But we don't want it, really. And so people don't want to follow that. So, Lord, I do pray that even so, you would continue to put people that are blessed are the peacemakers, that you would put people in place that could be the sound of reason. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255, my friends. Bruce is here for another 25 minutes or so. So if you'd like, we are coming to you live. We'd love to hear from you and pray with you and for your special intentions. Just text them to us right now, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. And we do have a request. Well, this is a nice one. Prayers of thanksgiving for a successful radiothon. I like that prayer request.
I like that. It's great. That's great. And I think it was successful.
It was. I always pray for success as God sees it. Whatever God sees success to be, not ours, but right. Whatever God wants to be successful, that's right. His definition.
Yep, he knows what you need.
That's right.
And what we need.
Right.
And And he knows what we need when those funds run out, and he knows how it's going to come in.
Right, and he knows that there is a $1.1 billion winner of the Powerball in our listening area.
He hasn't contacted that person hasn't contacted you yet?
No, probably just they're planning on how much they want to give, I think.
Oh, man, I figured by now, I'm tuning in my radio to WFJS, figuring that, you know, you won it and you've boosted the power so it reaches all the way up here.
There you go. Uh-huh. Well, that would help.
Jim, I get every once in a while, I'll get the Philly news station and I get all three of the New York City every once in a while.
Yeah, the AM will go with travel
AM,
far.
You know, it just gets going. So I figured, you know, you must have won it, but I'm not getting it.
we actually got an email a couple of years ago from somebody in Iceland. Who had gotten one of our stations up there, either this one, 1260 or 1580 down in Hamilton, but they were listening in Iceland.
Wow.
So
that's amazing.
Isn't that really neat? But Scrooge, you don't have to do that anymore. Now you just pull it up on your computer anywhere. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, the old days, I remember listening when I was a kid going to sleep at night and listening to the Yankees, maybe were playing in Minnesota, and I'd listen to the Minnesota broadcast on my transistor radio.
Oh, wow. I remember Wolfman Jack coming from West Virginia. Oh, wow.
Well, that's still here, thanks be to God, because of the generosity of our listeners. And we'll pray a big thank you, Jesus, for that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we thank you for the gift of provision. You always take care of, you always bring it exactly what we need when we need it. And we thank you for that. And we thank you for the generous, generous hearts. Lord, no matter how many times you give me the privilege of being part of this, I am still astounded, absolutely astounded at the generosity of people. You know, those that sacrificially give $10 or $15 every month or $25 once in one time, and those that just say, I'll give $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000. And then those that say, well, I gave $100 the other day, I'll give another $100. Lord, I just stand here amazed. And Lord, especially you know, and I guess you probably get a kick out of it, Lord, to listen as we go through those dry periods in the middle of the morning and early afternoon when it's like, oh, wow, anybody listening? And then all of a sudden you open up the floodgates and people's generosity are just poured out because we know that your Holy Spirit is working on people, and your Holy Spirit is whispering in their ears, and we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for those wonderful testimonies we heard. We thank you because we know even if people didn't call up with a testimony, the very fact that they are giving of their very means that their lives are being changed. Their lives are being ministered to, and we thank you for the wonderful privilege of being able to minister to people in this way. And I do pray for your continued success of these media platforms and that you'd keep Jim and Cheryl and all of those that are doing this in good health with great voices that just reach out and all the wonderful programming. And we just pray that not only for financial success and meeting all of our bills, but spiritual success in all of our listeners. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255. My friends, that is the number to text your prayer request to. 609-493-8255. Coming down to the last 15 minutes of the program, so take advantage of this opportunity. 609-493-8255. And someone texted in, Bruce, please pray for a friend who is having health issues. And doesn't give a name or anything, just having health issues. And then also praying for their neighbors. I guess they're having some issues with their neighbors.
Okay, neighbors. Okay.
Kind of a
I can relate
to
that.
Yeah, I guess.
Not now because I can't see my neighbors.
Right.
Jim, I just can't believe how God blessed coming up here, the neighbors that I do have around here, they're about five or six. I mean, it is... They are the nicest people, always inviting you over. They're stopping over. And, of course, we had our big blowout eclipse party.
Oh.
The clouds almost came down and touched the top of the house, and all it did was get dark.
Uh-huh.
But we have just wonderful neighbors, you know. And when I think when God says in his word, when brothers live together in harmony. It's like oil running down to the very beard of Aaron. Mm. And what a blessing it is to have good neighbors, and what a terrible, terrible thing it is when we got neighbors that aren't so good.
Right.
And so let's pray for the neighbor issues and health issues. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I just thank you for this prayer request, and I pray for this individual's friend who is dealing with some health issues. Lord, you know what they are, and you know how debilitating they may be, and you know the answer. And Lord, I don't even know what kind, so I can't even pray any more specifically, and I know I don't have to, because you know this person. You know, you read their mind, you know their thoughts before that comes out as words, even before they think it, you know that. And so, Lord, you know exactly what this person needs, so I'm praying for their healing in whatever way and by whatever method you see best for that individual, because you always know what's best for us, and I confess that I very seldom can say I know what's best for me. I don't think I can ever do that. There's a lot of times I think I know what's best. But you're the only one, because you know what the next hour holds for me. And so you know what I need, where I need to be. You know what I need to be doing to prepare for what I'm going to face in the next hour. So, Lord, for this individual, I just pray your healing. And then, Father, for these issues that might be up, I don't know what they are. I assume they're negative issues with problems with neighbors. There could be 100 different things that just make life so stressful and so distressing when we have neighbor issues, when we have people that are sometimes hard to get along with, or demanding, or noisy, or just blatantly just belligerent, or sometimes even violent. I know what that's like. I lived it, and Lord, and it is a traumatic thing, because there is no relief except in you, and giving us the grace to sustain us through those difficult times. So I do pray for reconciliation. I pray that whatever these issues are, that you bring about a really good solution. Oftentimes a neighbor is the way they are because they're hurting. They have problems themselves that they don't know how to deal with, and so they take it out on everybody else. And so, Lord, I do pray for our neighbors that can be difficult. I pray that you might come into their life. I pray that you might heal them of all the issues that they're struggling with, the fears that they have that sometimes come out as negative behavior. And so, Lord, I just pray for them. I pray you'd bring salvation to that whole neighborhood, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce. We did pray last month, earlier last month, for the same individual. So the parent says, please pray for my son, Christopher, a naval officer who's currently deployed in the Philippines. Please keep him safe, give him strength mentally, physically, emotionally, and help us as a family to get through these next few months, because it's a family sacrifice when someone's in the service.
Okay. You know, I do remember Christopher, and I wonder if that's the one that was waiting for deployment.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. I see the previous... Just asking, praying for Christopher, who's serving in the Navy, but didn't say where.
Yep, it was a Navy, and yeah, that's right. It was playing for that, and there was another one that mm-hmm. we were praying that was just in their training. They were a Navy pilot in training and waiting for deployment. So let's pray for Christopher. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do pray for Christopher. We pray, Lord, that you'd protect him and that you would help him in the Philippines in whatever capacity that he's been assigned. Lord, I pray that you would help him to do his very best, that you would keep him alert, that you would help him, you would protect him in all ways, Lord. Protect him not only from hostilities, but protect him from accidents, protect him from diseases, protect him, Lord, from simple accidents, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, that you would keep him out of danger, and that you'd be with the family as they deal with a loved one that's far away serving. And Lord, no matter where our service people are stationed, we know that they're never really totally out of danger, because that's why they're there. And so, Lord, I do pray for all of those that are deployed. I especially pray for those that are deployed in the Middle East area, in the Indian Ocean, and all that area where that terrible mess is, or in the Mediterranean. and the Middle East. And I pray for all of those that are over in the Japan area, around where Taiwan, that's another place ready to just explode. So we just pray, Lord, for all of our service people that are in harm's way, Korea, and all, Lord, we could just go on and on and on. And so, Lord, I just pray that you would just keep all service people safe, and that you'd keep peace, and you'd bring them all home, and that you'd be with the families, Lord. Help them to learn to come to you, to trust you, to put all of their faith and hope in you, and to put their children simply in your hands, because there's nothing they can really do except the most important thing, and that is to pray for them. And so, Lord, for Christopher and all of those who are serving our nation, we thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friends, we have about 7 minutes left before Bruce has to head on out of here. So take advantage of this opportunity by texting a prayer request or your prayer request to us right now, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. If you have an urgent prayer request, or maybe you've promised someone you would pray for them and you want to share that with us now, maybe it's just a big thank you, Jesus, for a favor received. We certainly love to pray for that as well.
Absolutely.
609-493-8255. And I don't see any emails either on my end. Bruce, do you have anything on your end?
Yes, I have two more.
Okay, go right ahead.
Let's pray, first of all, for, again, that our family would find its way back to you.
Mm.
This is something we hear a lot of, and it's really a sign of our times, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So let's pray for this family, and specifically for them, but you can add your prayers for the families that you know of that need to find their way back. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I pray for this family, and I think of that story that you gave, that parable, that account of the shepherd who has one sheep that has wandered away, and how the shepherd leaves the 99 and goes looking for that one. You are the good shepherd, and you will never stop looking and calling for those that have fallen away, those that need to know you, those that need to find a way back, perhaps those that are lost because they've never known you in the first place. Maybe they grew up in families where your name was never even mentioned, except in a negative way. And so, Lord, I pray specifically for this person's family that have wandered, and they're like all sheep that wander away from the shepherd. They're in danger because of the enemy. So I pray that you would protect them, that you would keep them safe, Lord, and that somehow you would build that hedge of spiritual protection around them, and that you would just bring things, circumstances to bear upon them, that they would come back to you. And Lord, I know it's a tough thing to ask, but maybe perhaps there needs to be some adversity to come into their life so they really see that they need you and that their self-sufficiency is not what's going to get them through. Lord, because we know that in the old saying we hear back from the war days, World War II, that there's no atheists in foxholes. And so sometimes, Lord, what needs to be, you allow things to come into our life that we say, wow, a wake-up call. So if they need a wake-up call, or they just need a friend to put their arm around them and guide them back, you're the good shepherd, Lord. You're not going to let any sheep leave unless they absolutely reject you completely because you love them. And so I pray, Lord, that you would just lead them back. You can't force them back, but I know that there's ways that you can lead them back to you. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I have another one.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Okay, this is an interesting one. They add that their family would be ever mindful that all resources are a gift from God, and that their family would use the resources that God has given them with wisdom for God's greater glory. That's a great prayer.
Mm.
And so let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you that you give us untold gifts, resources, abilities, intellect, wisdom and just plain good common sense that's really godly sense to know what the right things are to do. You give us discernment. But there are kind of financial resources. You give us all kinds of things. And we saw that in the Radiothon, Lord, that you bless people with resources to make matching gifts, to make donations, and they use that for your greater glory. And this family is praying that, I don't know the circumstances, I could only guess that perhaps here's a family that has some resources, and this person says, let's not take them for granted. Let's give thanks to God for that, and maybe find ways that we can use them to glorify God. So what a wonderful prayer, Lord, for all of us to take stock of what we have and somehow bring glory to you, using perhaps it's the talents that you've given us as individuals, that we could use the gifts that you've given us to minister to people, to be your word out there in the byways and highways, to give witness to you, to love people in your stead. And so, Lord, I do pray that we'd all, especially this family, would really learn and want to give of their resources in whatever way that you tell them to bring you glory and honor, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce, thank you. I have no more texts or emails here on my end, and I think you just exhausted yours as well. We have about a minute or two left, so we'll just thank everybody for your continued support, friends, and for the prayers. And let's keep praying for each other, praying for the apostolate. You know, we were very successful with our Radiothon 2 weeks ago, and very grateful for the generosity that it was coming our way, and still is. Actually, we did get some more donations after the Radiothon was over.
That's wonderful. Praise the Lord. And we thank the Lord for Mother Angelica's birthday coming up
on Saturday.
That is correct. So I know what you've given testimony so often, how important and integral she was in this whole ministry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Mother. So, yeah, had a lot to do with us being here along the way. I would fax her and share, you know, our needs, and she was I was being assured that she was praying. She and the sisters were praying for us.
Absolutely. And we thank the Lord, and we pray for all those people that are going to make donations on a regular basis, that God would supply their needs, that God show them that when they give, you're going to take care of them. Lord, I pray for those that decide they're going to tithe this week. We're going to try that out. I pray that you would just prove yourself, as you always do, that you make that 90% go farther than the 100th, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So you had a little eclipse party up there, because you were in totality, right?
Yeah. Yep. Total. I mean, it was a lot of cloud. It was very heavy, cloudy, but it got nighttime dark. It was amazing between the dark clouds and all, and the big joke was that the crowds that they said were going to be here never showed up.
Really?
Matter of fact, it turned out there was less traffic on the highways around Rochester and the city and out here than on a normal day.
People scared away from the forecast of traffic.
Yeah, more than likely, and I feel sorry for all these people that spent mega bucks to have people come and buy parking tickets and stuff like that. But I did hear from one person that there were a group of people that tried to go where the weather was okay.
Okay.
And I don't know where that would have been, but around here it was just overcast all day.
Okay.
But there was no big crowds. There was no traffic. Matter of fact, my wife and I went up over top of the hill where we could see the main thoroughfare.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a car on the road.
Really?
And our street here, there was down the end of this road, there's a golf course, and the road's blocked because the bridge is out just passing off. And they had planned all these festivities and all kinds of stuff. Jim, my wife and I walked down the road, and we were right by the road by our neighbors watching us, and there wasn't a soul going by.
Really?
But it was neat. It was totally black.
All right. Very good. Well, Bruce, thanks so much for being here. We'll see you next month, and thanks for all your good work and helping us out and all you do for us. We appreciate it.
All right. God bless you all. Thank you all, folks, for listening.
And I will praise him. He is exalted, forever exalted. And I